Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The International Criminal Court in The Hague is facing increasing pressure following reports of potential arrest warrants for Israeli and Hamas officials over the war in Gaza. Terry Schultz reports the court has been investigating alleged crimes in the Palestinian territories of Gaza, the West Bank, and East Jerusalem since 2021.
ICC Chief Prosecutor Karim Khan issued a statement on social media insisting that all attempts to impede, intimidate, or improperly influence the court's officers must cease immediately. While Khan did not name who was exerting the pressure, the U.S. and Israel have blasted reports the court may issue arrest warrants against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other Israeli officials, in addition to Hamas, over the war in Gaza. Neither the U.S. nor Israel belong to the court, but the Palestinian territories joined in 2015. The Belgian Foreign Ministry issued a rebuke to ICC critics on X, saying the court plays a fundamental role in the fight against impunity and must be able to act and carry out its functions independently, without interference. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
The Japanese embassy has issued a slight rebuke of President Biden for referring to Japan as xenophobic. The BBC's Will Leonardo reports the Japanese government says the remarks were, quote, unfortunate.
Ms. Moore making a point about immigration's effect on the U.S. economy, Biden said Japan, alongside Russia, China and India, was struggling because it was xenophobic and anti-immigrant. American officials have sought to downplay his words in recent days, but Tokyo clearly believed an official response was needed. It said the unfortunate comment by the leader of its closest ally had misunderstood Japanese policy.
That's the BBC's Will Leonardo reporting. Kids who were brought to the United States illegally as children will have access to federally subsidized health plans for the first time this fall. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports the Biden administration estimates that 100,000 uninsured people could get coverage.
The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals has been subject to many legal challenges over the years. There are currently more than 500,000 recipients of DACA, as the program is known. Many have health insurance through their jobs, but those who don't are likely to be uninsured and therefore have to delay or forego medical appointments. Now, the Biden administration is allowing DACA recipients to shop for plans on healthcare.gov and the state-based marketplaces for the first time. The new rule takes effect in November, in time for open enrollment. Biden has made healthcare affordability a centerpiece of his reelection bid. In a statement, the Trump campaign described the new rule as, quote, handouts for illegal immigrants, unquote, and said it was unsustainable. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington. Crucial witnesses took the stand in the criminal hush money trial of former President Donald Trump this week. The jury heard testimony from a lawyer who negotiated deals at the center of the case. They also heard from Trump's former campaign press secretary. The trial in New York City continues next week. Thousands of people will flock to Churchill Downs today for the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby. Giselle Roden from Louisville Public Media has more on how the city is planning to celebrate.
Since 1875, the Kentucky Derby has been the most watched horse race in the country. It's widely considered the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. This year, more than 165,000 people are expected to fill Churchill Downs as 20 horses take to the legendary track. For locals, Derby is not a single-day event. Every year, Louisville celebrates Derby Week with festivals, parades, parties, and galas. The festivities would not be complete without Derby fashion. Clothing stores and tailors in the area have spent months creating vibrant Derby hats and custom-made pastel suit jackets. This year's race is not only a historic anniversary, but also a major economic boost. It's estimated that Derby will bring in $405 million to local businesses. For NPR News, I'm Giselle Roden in Louisville.
Health insurer Aetna has agreed to make coverage of artificial insemination standard for all of its customers. The company says it will also work to ensure that patients have equal access to the more expensive in vitro fertilization procedures. The agreement comes in a lawsuit that claimed its coverage discriminated against LGBTQ+ patients. This is NPR News.